It appears funding for the Lake Movistar Watershed Cleanup Project has been restored. Jacksonville aldermen passed a resolution authorizing a financial assistance agreement for the 319 Watershed Grant Monday night, a special grant administered through the Illinois Environmental Protection Agency as part of the Clean Water Act. The outreach program is designed to reduce sediments and nutrient runoff in the waterways of the watershed, which include 21,000 acres in Morgan County. Officials with American Farmland Trust began talking with Jacksonville aldermen in late 2013 about possibly signing on with the project, and a coordinator was announced last April. However, organizers told Jacksonville City Council in February there would be a delay because of uncertainty with state funding, with the new governor ordering a freeze in non-essential spending soon after being inaugurated in January. Alderman Mike Wankel, who serves on the City Utility Committee, says this is the first step to completing what the Illinois EPA considers a high-priority project.
The funds are in place, and we started this process in the fall of last year applying for the grant. You know, anytime you talk about state funding, you're always worried about whether it's going to get cut or whether, you know, there's going to be more money put into that type of thing. There's probably no more important source than our water, and naturally the government sees that. We're able to move forward with protecting our water source, with being able to get involved with some landowners and keep some practices up so we reduce the sediment coming back into the lake.
The IEPA provides 60% of the funding for the project per terms of the grant. City of Jacksonville shares the remaining 40% cost with landowners who are participating through the administration of North Water Consulting Group.
All the pre-planning, those steps have been done with landowners and the consultant to put those steps in place. All that's been done. We were just waiting on funding. Now we have the funding. Now he can get started on engineering plans to help the landowners start with practices, whether that be sediment dams or whatever practices he sees fit with that particular landowner to keep their topsoil on their property and keep it from eventually heading downstream and towards the Lake Movistar.
And Wackel didn't have an updated cost estimate, but at a July 2014 meeting, it was estimated the cost of the project with 11 landowners on board would cost just shy of $700,000.
What makes a great bank? Convenience. This is Corey Winters with Premier Bank. As a loan officer, we know you are busy and don't have time to fill out miles of paperwork. We make loans easy. From online applications and calculations to a friendly loan department that offers the best rates for you, we're Premier Bank. Visit us at one of our convenient locations in Jacksonville, Waverly, Whitehall, or Edwardsville, or online at premierbanksonline.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Jacksonville State Representative C.D. Davidsmeyer voted to reject an automatic pay raise for state legislators, but not without taking shots at Democrats. The raise would have gone into effect at the end of this month. Illinois has operated for almost a month without an operating budget for the new fiscal year. In a press release, Davidsmeyer notes that legislation filed by Republicans 2 months ago would have blocked the automatic pay raise, but the legislation was blocked by the other side of the aisle. He says, quote, "The greed of some politicians prohibited it from advancing. It wasn't until Governor Rauner publicly bashed Chicago Democrats for taking a pay increase that Democrat House Speaker finally relented and created his own legislation," end quote. And Davidsmeyer first said he would continue to take a paycheck during the budget impasse, but then changed his mind and said he'd go without pay until there's a budget. A possible strike by the state's largest workers' union is being put on hold. The American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees and Governor Rauner agreed to a 2-month contract extension of their current labor agreement. The current extension was set to expire tomorrow. Both sides now have until September 30th to hash out a new deal. Jacksonville police made 2 arrests last night. 20-year-old Michelle Woods of Clarksville was arrested in the 1900 block of West Morton at around 5:15 p.m. for retail theft. Woods has been released on bond. 34-year-old Sean Johnson of the 1100 block of Coronado West was picked up in the 900 block of West Chambers at around 9:45 p.m. for possession of cannabis and possession of drug paraphernalia. Johnson remains in custody. Jacksonville police reported 1 theft last night. A resident in the 700 block of North Prairie reportedly told officers at around 6:45 p.m. That sometime between 1 o'clock yesterday afternoon and 6:30 p.m., someone entered the residence and removed copper tubing and wiring valued at around $2,000. Families are being reminded to make sure their children have had the proper immunizations before they start school. In addition to the usual vaccines for things like the chickenpox and mumps, there's a new requirement this year. Sixth graders must have had one dose of the meningitis vaccine, and high school seniors need to have had two doses. State Department of Public Health spokesperson Divya Mohan Little says it's important for students to stay healthy.
While we're seeing fewer cases of many vaccine-preventable diseases, if we don't continue to vaccinate our children, we could experience another totally preventable outbreak like the measles outbreak we saw earlier this year.
In addition to immunizations, all students entering kindergarten must have an eye examination, and kids starting kindergarten, second, and sixth grades must have a dental exam.
I've been talking about Elm City Center for months. You know, about how we shred confidential papers. If you've got some in your home or business, you could just leave it where it is. You know, in the closet, down the basement, in the attic or garage, filling drawers and drawers and boxes, taking up space, giving little critters a place to hide. Here's another idea. Bring it to us and let us shred it. You get your space back, the little critters move out, and your confidential papers are securely destroyed and recycled. Elm City Center on Walnut at Webster.
News notes this morning, just a couple to tell you about, and they are for the Village of South Jacksonville. Tonight, there is a special plan commission meeting at 6 o'clock, and that's followed by a special zoning board of appeals meeting. It's all 301 Dewey Drive, Village Hall.
Bulletin News is on the air and online as it happens. Don't forget to check us out on the radio at 1180 AM or 107.1 FM.